this is Robert.
Robert, how you doing? This is Dave calling you back. How are you, buddy? From Milestone.
Good.
Yeah, okay. Good. You were a little bit tied up. I guess you were busy with some work, but finally, are you available right now?
No, I'm still busy.
Yeah, you haven't made it home yet?
Yeah, I'm at home, but yeah, I'm a little busy.
Okay, no problem.
Well, let me
When do you think that you can drop those in bank statements? Oh, that's your baby right there, huh?
Yeah, let me look at the application and then we go from there. And also, I want to ask you: is the monthly payment gonna be? I mean, the payment is gonna be monthly or weekly or daily?
That's the whole thing. Your application, once you give me those statements, my underwriter, either Chris or Matt, is going to get in touch with you, and then you're going to tell them, Chris or Matt, this is what I want. I want monthly, I want weekly, I want biweekly, I want every 3 weeks. You and him, or you, whichever one of them, are going to discuss what's best for you, whatever you like. However you like, that's how it's going to be done. Remember, best terms and best rates. So the choices are yours, you know. You just tell them, look, I want it like this, and then they'll go to work for you and they give you options. Look, this is the option. This is how much it is. This is what makes sense for you. Do you want it or not? So it's totally up to you, to be honest. We are very, very easy. We're not into pressuring you and doing something that you don't like. But I do want those bank statements. Maybe later on after you have dinner, maybe you can put them in. That'll be something that will really help me out tremendously. So that way in the morning, they can give you a call and they can tell you, hey, listen, this is what we can do for you. I just need those May, June, July, and August. That's all I need, okay, with the information.
Okay. All right.
The other thing that I can suggest to you is, like I said, if it's too much right now, you can send me the statements and I will put them in myself. And tomorrow I will fill in the information, and whatever is missing, you can give it to Chris or Matt, which are the ones that perhaps are going to be calling you, the underwriters.
Okay.
If not, okay. you can wait. We can wait until tomorrow. But if you want, you are in Pacific Standard Time, right?
No, not Pacific, Central
no,
Time.
No, your Central Time, I'm sorry. Okay, so if you want, me to tell them to give you a call around, what time do you think you can do this tomorrow? 9, 10 a.m. Central Time, or when do you think, by when do you think you want the call?
Well, yeah, I don't know, because, you know, I wake up tomorrow morning, then look at my schedule, and then we go from there, and then I don't know what time I'm going to be back, so... I mean,
right.
They have to give me a time so I can have, you know, like, make time for it. Like you
right.
said, want me to, or, I mean, 11, 12, or 10, I mean, I can, you know, make some time. Otherwise, you know, we are busy the whole day.
Okay, I got you. No, the only thing is, like, look, to drop the statements, it's very easy. It just takes a couple of minutes. Literally,
mm-hmm.
you just open your email at the one that I send you the application, and look for your bank, whichever bank it is, and grab the statements from May, June, July, and August. Just grab them and drop them into my application. It's that easy, that simple. And then that way we'll fill everything out. So it shouldn't, even if you do it on your cell phone, it shouldn't take you more than 4 minutes. So do I tell them to give you a call tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central Time?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so you're going to do this in 5 minutes, I promise. Or even right now you can do it. But I know you want to spend some time with your baby. So tomorrow I'll have them do it, have them call you at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, so you can do it with them, okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much, Roberto. God bless. Take care.
You're welcome.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye.